This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. We have a sunny, warm Southern California day here. And I have a very special guest today. Her name is Tammy Lynn Guns. We're going to be talking about how financial illiteracy is the number one economic crisis facing our world. When her husband left her and her children, Tammy was not working and immediately found herself in financial crisis. Now she teaches people how money works so they are properly prepared for situations such as the COVID-19. Tammy is author of 2 award-winning books, and her latest publication is Your Ultimate Daily Guide for Success. Welcome to the show, Tammy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you. So let's start out by talking about your story. I told a little bit about it, but if you would tell the guests, the listeners, a little bit more.
Sure. So how I became passionate about what I'm currently doing today really had to do with a series of events that happened. And I ended up going to college, and I ended up getting 2 master's degrees. One was in accounting and one was in health service administration. And however, I didn't immediately really use those degrees because I was married at the time, and I started having children. And so I left the workforce. But what ended up happening to me is that, of course, my marriage didn't work out, as so many marriages don't, right? More than half of them don't. And so I found myself in my early 40s with the need to raise 3 children by myself, as well as to re-enter the workforce. And so my life, and I needed to get my career back in order, and I also needed to be able to take care of myself financially. So that was an abrupt change that happened in a different trajectory than I was really thinking my life was going to take.
So what did you end up having to do? I mean, that's like a very serious, finding yourself in this kind of...
What did I do? Well, you end up just doing whatever has to happen, right? And so I ended up re-entering the workforce, and I started climbing the corporate ladder. And, you know, of course, then really needing to learn how money works. And what's interesting is that even though I had a master's degree in accounting and I had passed the CPA exam, which meant that I, you know, had over 500 hours studying for the CPA exam, and yet really a lot of the core values of how money works was not really taught to me through my own education. But it's actually not taught as a core competency in our schools. I mean, I really believe that it should be taught, you know, to high school kids, middle school kids, because the earlier you learn about how money works, the better that it really is for you. And, you know, it's interesting too, because for the last, you know, 15, 20 years, I've been working in the healthcare environment, and I work with doctors predominantly as my partners. And I'm certainly not a clinician, but one of the things I learned too is that, you know, doctors we really think of as being highly intelligent people. Here they're graduating because they spent so many years in their training to understand how the human body works that they too have absolutely no idea how money works. And so that's another reason why it really kind of catapulted my interest in wanting to make sure that not only I knew how money worked, but that I could spread that message to others.
That's wonderful. And I like how you say, I don't like how you say, but the point is so valid that they don't teach us these skills in school. I mean, they didn't even teach me how to balance a checkbook in school, which we don't do anymore, but that back then it was necessary. And they give you no skills as far as money, none, other than just adding and knowing what dollars and dollar bills are and $100 bills are. So what did you begin to find out about money that began to change your life?
Well, so one of the things is really learning about the education and just how it works. And there's, you know, like, 3 simple money concepts that I actually talk to people about, but they're really profound. You know, the 3 of them are compound interest. In fact, Albert Einstein called the compound interest the 8th wonder of the world, because he really it's fascinating the differences between how if you were to have simple interest versus compound interest. Now, we don't need to worry about that as far as like if we were to invest our money in places. Nowadays, everything really is compound interest. It's not simple interest. Mm-hmm. But normally it works against us because normally people are borrowing on the compound interest side versus investing on the compound interest side. And then yes. The other thing is the time value of money, in that literally the best time to start saving is now. I mean, you obviously can't change the past. None of us can go mm-hmm. back in time, but the absolute best time to start saving money is immediately. And then there's something called the rule of 72. That's another money concept that I talk to people about. And let me tell you, this is the one that really also will shine the light on how money works, because the rule of 72 is you basically take the number 72 and you divide by the interest rate that you're earning to see how long it takes before your money doubles. And so let's say you were earning 1% interest. Well, you mm-hmm. basically just take 72 divided by 1, and it would take 72 years for your money to double.
Whoa.
Well, here's the thing. I know, that's a long time, right? I mean, that's like pretty much people's lifetime, right?
Exactly.
Well, what's even more fascinating is that most banks nowadays on the savings accounts, they will pay 0.09%. Now, someone mm-hmm. might think, okay, well, that's hardly any difference between 1% and 0.09%. But if now you'd use the rule of 72, 72 divided by 0.09 is actually 800. It will take 800 years for your money to double investing at the very, very low interest rates that banks offer us. Now, on the flip side, just like I was telling you, that the compound interest, you know, when we're investor works for us, but when we are a someone who's borrowing, it works against us. In mm-hmm. that, like banks, if you wanted to go borrow money from a bank, and you know, a typical credit card now is around 17% interest.
Mm-hmm.
Using the rule of 72, if you take 72 and you divide by 17, that means that a bank is going to be doubling their money in approximately 4.2 years, and yet it's going to take you 800 years in order to double your money on the savings side. So to me, that is a huge, like, lifting the veil of mm-hmm. how crazy it is when you don't understand how money works.
Wow. That's mind-boggling to me. And I love that you have the stats and I can understand it. And I'm a visual person, but even listening to you say, you know, give us that data, that's amazing and makes you wonder about credit card debt and things like that, right? Because it's just,
absolutely.
It's just putting us in a hole way bigger than any of us could imagine because of those, you know, because of those facts. Wow. So, what do you believe is the first step for a person who wants to create better finances, who wants to learn more about money and how it really works?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And honestly, the very first thing is understanding how money works, which is, you know, I work with lots of clients, but I will not even start digging down into their finances until I start first on the education side. I really want to help stamp out financial illiteracy. So mm-hmm. my first introduction is always to help somebody better understand finances through education. And, you know, anyone who works with me, or you don't even have to work with me, I actually mail out books to people, or you know, when I'm meeting with clients face to face, I give them a copy of a book that I have that I think does a really nice job of, now I'm not the author of the book, but that doesn't matter. It is literally a book mm-hmm. that I love so much, and I share it with people. So I think the very first thing, and your listeners today are even getting part of that, right? I mean, just that simple example of the credit card versus, you know, what you're earning versus what you're paying. Those yes. are huge things that can start to shine the light on, boy, I better start taking this stuff seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And so can we talk for a minute about authenticity and what role this played in all of this for you?
Well, you know what? I think you have to be authentic in everything you do in order to have integrity and credibility. And so, you know, for me, I have a passion for this. I want people to understand so that they, you know, don't end up making some of the mistakes that I did. You know, you can always self-correct. Believe me, again, the best time to save money is now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think being authentic, like to me, what I'm more than happy to help educate people, even if I never work with them, because, you know, I just really believe in the law of divine compensation, which is, you know, when you are good to people and you put out good content and you are good to people, you know, it comes back around to you. And so,
right,
you know, being authentic is absolutely key, I believe, in literally living all aspects of your life.
Yeah, I agree with you. And people know if you're being a phony. People know if you really care about them. They can sense that. And I can sense that you really care about people and educating them and helping them to make money work for them. So if, obviously, from the figures that you gave, saving money in a savings account at 1%, where it takes you 72 years to double it, is not really the smartest thing to do. It's the way our parents saved money. Interest rates were way higher back then, and they actually could see some money back. So what are places where you can actually get a better deal for your money?
Well, so, you know, that's a great question, but that's really geared towards the individual needs of a client. And the reason why I say that is because you always want to do what's in the best interest of a client. And you don't know what's in their best interest until you start to talk to them. Because, you know, if somebody wanted to, you know, it depends on their liquidity needs. Like, do they need money in the next 3 to 5 years? You know, I would help them with placing money in a different place than I would if they had a longer time horizon.
Right.
The other thing is, what about their tax bracket? And also, what is their risk tolerance? Because, I mean, there truly is that relationship between, you know, if you're willing, if you have a higher risk tolerance, if you can take on more risk, certainly there could be more reward, but there's also the opportunity, of course, to lose the money. So,
yes,
you know, that really comes about from talking to clients, understanding them at a much deeper level, and then I'm able to help recommend things that would be very well suited to them, you know, because everybody's going to be different. Do they have kids going to college? Are they about to buy a house? You know, all of that. What are their liquidity needs? Are they about to retire and they really need to be able to keep that money safe? But, you know, what's interesting is that when you started this question, you are correct. Years ago, literally not that long ago, people could earn pretty decent rates on their on passbooks, which was very secure as well, right? So therefore, you're getting a nice return and it was secure. And that is truly not the case anymore. So you can see the division between why it's so hard for the average American to get ahead, because we don't, you know, double our money very quick on what we save, and yet we pay out tremendous amounts in doubling on the money that we owe. And, you know, it's interesting, I could bring up this example of, I also work within the healthcare arena, you know, because I have that dual master's, and I was doing some healthcare consulting out in the state of Maine, absolute opposite coast of where you are.
Right.
But for the last 2 years, I was traveling back and forth, and to me, what was really, this was so fascinating, and it really highlighted the truth of what's going on, is that this particular town I was going to had, it was a pretty depressed area, because a lot of the industry that they had there, they were old mill towns, a lot of that industry had moved overseas. And so the town and the surrounding communities were suffering from a financial perspective. And so there was really no new construction or anything going on at the time. However, let me tell you, the only two things that were built in the 2 years I flew back and forth were two brand new banks in that town. So again, that should highlight, I mean, I kind of just smiled. I thought, okay, this is just so indicative of the fact that two brand new banks are going into a town that had absolutely no other new construction going on.
Wow. That certainly is very telling. That's crazy. Wow. So we're going to take a quick break now to listen from our sponsor and ask Tammy a question. You can start calling now at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can dial now, and we'll be right back.
It is time to order your copy of The Discipline of Now, 12 Practical Principles to Overcome Procrastination, written by Eric M. Twiggs. By reading Eric's book, you will receive a proven roadmap and blueprint to beat procrastination so you can make more money, get more done, and become aligned with your divine purpose. To order your copy, visit www.thedisciplineofnow.com.
Have you been searching for that one self-help book that can help you address any problem that comes up in your life, gives you the exact steps to make that happen, and can always be there as a reference book when you need additional help? That book is the Fix Yourself Handbook. I'm Foster Ruggiero, the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook. Find your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or at any local retailer. Or go to www.fosterruggiero.com.
Are you a working mom feeling anxious and worried all the time? I am Dr. Ivy G, the author of The Art of Good Enough, the working mom's guilt-free guide to thriving while being perfectly imperfect. The book shows you how I transform my life as a working mom. Get a free digital copy of my life transformation journal at ivg.com. That's ivyge.com. And start changing your life today.
Author Paz Ellis takes readers on a cross-cultural and transgenerational journey with Plantains and the Seven Plagues, a memoir, half Dominican, half Cuban, and full life. This book is about life, loss, memory, culture, and family. Written with a healthy dose of wit and an abundance of sincerity, it is honest, painfully relatable, and deeply heartfelt. Visit PazEllis.com for more information on Plantains and the Seven Plagues.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maury Mitchell, with special guest Tammy Lynn Guns. We've been talking about how financial literacy is the number one economic crisis facing our world and how she's teaching people about money. So, Tammy, what is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
Well, the main message is that, you know, we really do need to, you know, not ignore our finances. We don't want to be the ostrich, you know, with our head in the sand. We really do want to start looking at things. And so, you know, when I work with clients, it's very easy for me to find, you know, money that they can be saving versus, you know, like a lot of people have subscriptions that they don't even realize they're paying for that they're not using. You know, there's lots of ways that we can find money within people's budgets to be able to, you know, start saving and getting on a different trajectory.
Okay. So in other words, we have to be a little more aware and conscious of what we're spending. Like you're talking about the subscriptions that we might have. Don't even know we have them, forgot about them, don't even use them, right? So
absolutely.
I like that because a lot of times we don't notice that. It's unconscious. It just happens every month. And that's why subscriptions are so popular, I think, with companies, because it's easy. It's coming. That money's coming to them, like the gym, for example. And it's not that easy to stop it. I know that from experience. So that's a really good point that you make. So let's talk about your book, your new book, Your Ultimate Daily Guide for Success. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for that and what the reader could expect.
Sure. So that book, Your Ultimate Daily Guide for Success, the reason I wrote it is I really think, you know, there's a lot of things, whether it's our health or it's our money house, that a lot of these things are really intertwined. And you made a good point when you said, you know, things that are really unconscious. I think that when you look at different areas of your life, it really comes down to some of our own, you know, challenges or our ability to deal with things and how to overcome challenges and to be able to move through change. So all of those things, I really believe it are intertwined. And a lot of it ends up being really a head game or a how do we deal with things and how then it ends up impacting, like I said, all areas of our life, whether it's relationships or money or our health. And so the book is really written more about just how to move through change and how to face life, you know, kind of head on.
I like that. I like facing life head on because it's another area where we can become kind of asleep and not even be aware of why things in our life are happening. I know that from a coaching perspective. So give us an example from your experience or maybe one of your clients of a way somebody can face life head on, because I love that phrase.
Well, okay, so one thing is to get rid of the excuses, okay? So this is what I find fascinating is that, you know, people will say people spend their time, their energy, and their resources on the things that matter to them the most. In fact, all you have to do is grab somebody's checkbook. You mentioned checkbooks earlier, right? Grab somebody's checkbook and their calendar, and you will know what they value because they will spend their time, their energy on the resources and the things that matter the most. And a lot of people will say, gosh, you know, I've always wanted to start, you know, they're an employee. I'd like to start a new business, but I just don't have time. Or gosh, I would love to start an exercise routine. I don't have time. You know, all of this. And here's the thing. If you spend 1 hour a day, okay, so we'll do the math really easy here. One hour a day over a year, that would be 365 hours, you know, in a non-leap year. And then if you take 365 hours, and you divide by an average 40-hour work week. So you take 365, divide by 40. It turns out that that's roughly 9 weeks of work. So what do I mean by that? So if you were to say, you know, all I devote an hour to your exercise, new exercise routine, or an hour to starting a new business, that would mean you're really spending 9 weeks of a 40-hour work week over a year. So if you went into your boss at work and you said, hey, listen, I'm going to come in the whole month of January. I'm going to come in to work the whole month of February and maybe part of that first week of March. And I am not going to do any work for you, Mr. Employer or Mrs. Employer. I'm going to work on stuff for me. Now, of course, you'd get fired. But the point is, that's literally how much time just 1 hour a day is.
Wow. When you put it that way, it sounds like, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of. When you add it up, again, it's compounding, right? When you add up those tasks that you're doing, whether it's exercise or working on a business or could even be a hobby or whatever it is that you want to do, a little bit a day, an hour, it adds up, you know? I mean, maybe they can't do an hour a day, so what if you could do half hour a day? It still would be valuable, right?
Absolutely. I mean, anything that you can do. And a lot of us will get sucked into, you know, just time where we're just wasting time, whether it's on the internet or whether it's, you know, just vegging in front of the television, you know, now, especially with, and again, I mean, none of these things are bad in moderation, you know, but I know that through COVID-19, a lot of people were stuck at home and, you know, it, instead of doing something productive, they just hung out in front of the television set. So, you know, again, if you value something enough and you really want the change, you can find the time. So I never will accept either in my life or when I talk to my clients, I'm like, okay, time is not the issue. I promise you, because you can always find time if it matters enough to you.
Yeah, I agree. One of the funny memes that have been going around now with the COVID-19 is I couldn't clean my house because I didn't have time. And they said that wasn't true. So it's because they didn't want to clean their house and didn't like it, which is fine. You don't have to like things. So so what you're saying is so valid and I think so timely. So anything else that you want to say about your book?
No, it's just available on Amazon and it's, you know, it's easy read. When I put out books and even this book that, like I said, I send to people, all they have to do is contact me and I'm more than happy to send them a book on how many works. I like books that are quick. I mean, when I found out the statistics that only of all books that are of the nonfiction genre, people only read about 10% of them because they're so long. And for me, now speaking of time, I like things that are really quick and to the point. And so both of my books that I wrote and then this book that I like on how money works, they can be read in just a few hours. They're very, very quick. They're not, you know, a lot of extraneous information. And that's kind of how I operate. So that's why I like those types of books.
I'm that way too, Tavi. I don't want to get bugged out. I want it fast, easy, fun, done. So I love that. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you and your books, your website, whatever you want to give out.
Sure. So you can get in contact with me several ways. As you mentioned, my name is Tammy Lynn Guns. It's TammyLynnGuns. And so my email is TammyLynnGuns@gmail.com. You can also reach out and connect to me on LinkedIn. I'm under Tammy Guns there. And then also my business line is 303-301 4231. And of course, if you want my book, that's available, Your Ultimate Daily Guide for Success, that's available on Amazon.
Fantastic. And you can also find Tammy on my website, lifecoachmari.com. It's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on my radio show page, and she's already there with her picture, a link to her website, and a link to find her book. Perfect. So, Tammy, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's deep in your heart today?
Yes. And the one thing I want to say is allow yourself grace and stop beating yourself up. I think a lot of people don't end up making positive change in their life because they're just so hard on themselves. And so, you know, that's why we don't want to look at, you know, where could I be doing better in my money house, or where could I be doing better with my health, because we're just too afraid to look there, because when we look there, we feel a sense of maybe shame or a sense of anger. And, you know, put all that behind you. That doesn't matter, because you can start making changes now and into the future. So allow yourself grace. And again, it is never too late to start making your life better, especially in the best time to start saving is now.
I love that, allow yourself grace, because you're so right. Looking at mistakes we made in the past with money or with relationships or with health, doesn't make us feel good. And we're our own hardest critic. You know, we're our own worst critic, and we're just berating ourselves sometimes for things that we did, instead of, I love how you say, the best time is to start today. Right now you can start. So very wise words. Any last thing you'd want to say as we close?
It's been a delight being on your show. And I mean, I really am on this mission that I want to stamp out financial illiteracy, because, you know, I came from very much a working class family in the Midwest, and this stuff wasn't taught to me. And, you know, I don't want that to be the case for people anymore. I really want to help stamp out financial illiteracy so people can start living the life of their dreams instead of getting caught behind the eight ball all the time because of the incredible disparity between what we can earn on our money and what we have to pay when we're borrowing.
Yeah, it's a crazy disparity. So thank you so much, Tammy. It's been absolutely lovely having you on the show. For the listeners, thank you for listening in. And remember, pass this along. You will have a replay of this right after we're done. Pass it along to anybody you know who needs a little bit more information about money. And thank you for listening in, and catch us on the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.